Hello, good afternoon. Saturday at 2 o'clock, that means my top 10 as our series continues. And this week we're in the company of Roger Taylor. Roger, thank you for joining us.
A pleasure. Nice to be here, Andy.
Nice to have you here. What are we going to start with?
We're going to start with Elvis Presley, the king, I suppose. One of the sort of first things I remember him doing as a very young kid. And well, I was a young kid, he wasn't. And it's All Shook Up.
I'm all shook up. The late great Elvis Presley and All Shook Up. Roger Taylor of Queen with us in the studio for this week's edition of My Top 10. Roger, strange that you as a drummer should start with a track where there are only brushes on the drum kit.
Yeah, and there's a funny tapping noise on the offbeat. It's strange. I remember when I heard that as a kid, everybody used to say, well, I can't hear a word he's singing. I can hear every word now. It just shows how things have changed, I think.
Do you still enjoy mucking about playing music like that? I mean, do Queen in rehearsal, behind the privacy of a rehearsal room, ever fool around with songs like
well,
that?
Well, yeah, we used to do several old Elvis songs. In fact, until fairly recently, we would often play Jailhouse Rock or Rip It Up, something like that, on stage.
He really did have a great voice, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a seminal rock and roll delivery, voice, the way he did things. And he had a wonderful voice.
Was he one of the people in your youth that began to influence you and channel you towards the possibility of what you've been doing?
Absolutely. I mean, Elvis's early records were the start of rock and roll, along with Bill Haley, who I loved at the time. And, of course, Little Richard, who probably had even as good a voice as Elvis in a slightly different way. And I quite liked Jerry Lee Lewis at the time. I'm not so keen on him these days. But
what about you as a vocalist in those early days? I mean, were your early impressions of the possibility of stardom aligned to a drum kit and the kitchen section, or was it vocals as well?
No, I didn't used to say. I used to try and imitate the trumpet.
Did you really? What a strange thing to do.
You know.
Very good.
But no, I always wanted to be a guitarist, really. So, frustrated guitarist, I think.